going to please come to order?
Will the members please vote to signify their presence? Thank you. Will the members please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, who is Mary Ann Warden, Associate Pastor at Northern Light United Church.
Naita, let us pray. Most gracious God, we humbly ask you for these senators who are gathered here, that you would direct and make all their consultations successful, and that they will consider the safety, honor, and welfare of the people, and that all things may be ordered and settled by their endeavors upon the best and surest foundations, that peace and happiness, truth and just, virtue and piety may be established among us. Almighty God, we pray that in all things we honor you. Amen.
Senator Lincoln, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Adams.
Consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journal for the second legislative day in Senate and House Joint Journal Supplement Number 1.
Journal and supplements be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction today? Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor today.
Messages from the House.
No House messages.
Communications.
The following report was received and a copy distributed to each senator. Alaska Commercial Fishing and Agriculture Bank, 1990, annual report in accordance with AS 4481-200. And those are all the communications.
Senator Halford, could you move us to a recess, please?
I'm going to move to a recess for a brief meeting of the Committee on Committees.
Correct.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess to the call of the chair, which hopefully will be only about 5 minutes.
Senators in recess. Senate will please come back to order. Are there reports of standing committees?
Madam President.
Reports of special committees?
Committee on Committee reports dated January 18th. Madam President, the Committee on Committees has met and recommends the following amendment to the Committee on Committees report dated January 16th, 95. Transportation, Senator Adams replaces Senator Jaroff. Community and Regional Affairs, Senator Jaroff replaces Senator Adams. Report was signed, Senator Pierce Chair, Senators Miller, Halford, Donnelly, and Duncan.
Senator Halford.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the amendments to the Committee on Committee report be adopted.
Unanimous consent has been asked. Hearing no objection, the Committee on Committee's report is adopted.
Reports, Madam President.
Thank you. Introduction of Senate resolutions. Introduction of Senate bills.
There are no Senate bills.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations in memoriam, CE's Wax Whackhammer, by Senators Torgerson, Pierce, Adams, Kelly, Miller, Halford, Lehman, Taylor, Rigger, Salo, Phillips, Jarop, Duncan, Sharp, Lincoln, Donnelly, and Frank. In memoriam, Rudy Joseph Bukovich, Senators Taylor, Jarop, Duncan, and Lincoln.
Senator Halford.
I did want to say something about SWAC. Most of us served with him either in the same body or in the opposite body, and he did an excellent job in the legislature. He did an excellent job in the administration. He did an excellent job in life, and he will be missed.
Senator Salo.
Madam President, may I also ask in Swackhammer. As you may know, I took his place in the legislature briefly in 1990. He was a good friend from Kenai. But that wasn't unique with Flack, because he made friends wherever he went. And he also had a compassion for people that was unique, because he always looked like he was just laughing and having a good time and making friends. There was also a serious side where he was concerned about people. When I was ill, he was in contact with me, making sure, you know, how I was feeling and how things were going for me. And then when another friend of his was ill last year, he called me and he said, could you give her a call and could you chat with her? And I think it showed another side of Swack. He really was a remarkable human being with a very kind and compassionate human side. And I think that it's real hard to believe that he's not still around. So maybe he's in one of those places where he's watching and offering some advice, I hope. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Salo. Senator Halford.
I move and consent the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted.
Without objection, citations are adopted. Unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Madam President. I wanted to remind members that they had just received yesterday, I think, in the mail, a flyer called The Advisor from the Ethics Committee. And on that advisor, I hope everyone will take a look at it and read it. It does have some disclosure requirements that we all have to meet, a February 15th disclosure deadline, and it lists the various programs that you and situations that you would have to disclose. So please take a look at that and be sure to comply.
Thank you, Senator Duncan. Senator Sharp.
Thank you, Madam President. Speeding by here, I'd ask that we could return to unfinished business.
Without objection, we're under unfinished business.
I'd like to request the permission of the sponsor in the body to be listed as a co-sponsor of Senate Joint Resolution Number 11, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to terms of legislators.
Without objection, Senator Sharp will be added. Senator Kelly.
With consent, I'd be excused from the call of the Senate on Friday, January 20th, on state business.
Without objection, Senator Kelly, you will be excused. Senator Duncan.
President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on Friday, January 27th, on personal business.
Senator Duncan, without objection, you will be excused. Senator Halford.
Unanimous consent to also be added as a co-sponsor on SJR 11.
Without objection, Senator Halford will be added. Senator Frank? Without objection, Senator Frank will also be on Senate Joint Resolution 11, I believe. Is that correct? Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Special orders. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
And it stands adjourned.